About 25 of the more than 100 people packed into the hall at the North Adams American Legion took to the podium and voiced their opinions. The overwhelming majority said they want and need a full-service hospital, like the one that served 35,000 people and employed roughly 530. Laura Vankin says the 40-minute drive to Berkshire Medical Center in Pittsfield is challenging for the aging population in northwestern Massachusetts and southern Vermont.
My father needed dialysis. He couldn't get to BMC. He never had dialysis. He might have lived longer or been alive still today had he had that service that North Adams wasn't able to provide. So we need more services, not less services.
Representatives from the Massachusetts Health Department and consultant Stroudwater Associates joined union and community members who have met each week since the hospital closed March 28th. The Maine-based consulting firm has been working since early June to determine the region's healthcare needs and how best to meet them. Tammy Moranti suggested a way researchers could better understand residents' concerns.
It might be helpful to have someone from Stroudwater experience an actual transport in an ambulance as a patient.
North Adams Ambulance transports between 3 and 5 people from the satellite facility operated by BMC to its main Pittsfield hospital each day, according to Chief John Meany. EMT Amaleo Giacino offered that ride and advocated for a full-service hospital.
We have a high teenage pregnancy rate. We have a high narcotic use rate. We have increased poverty levels. We have a decrease in median household income. The loss of the hospital just added to all of those things.
Brian Hoppala is leading the effort for Stroudwater. He said he would be willing to take that ride, which the crowd approved. Williamstown resident Margot Muma says if a facility is established, it needs to provide a mix of services to meet the area's needs, like mental health programs as well as heart disease and diabetes care, while considering economic vitality within a decreasing population.
Our community needs an adequate and appropriate healthcare system, whether or not this involves the restoration of inpatient services.
Other services people mentioned as necessary were a wound care center, addiction programs, and an acute care drop-in center. Pastor Ann Clark Killam expressed concern about the public transit options to and from Pittsfield.
It's not a system that assures that these people that are sick enough to be considered for transport are now somehow supposed to be capable of arranging their trip home. That's sick.
Stroudwater's Hoppala says public input will be used along with demographic and socioeconomic studies and information from community stakeholders in developing recommendations, which he expects in mid to late August. He says more input will be gathered before anything is finalized.
I think increasingly substance abuse and mental health issues are impacting rural communities, and so those are important questions to be looking at, how those services are being provided.
Berkshire Health Systems, parent company of BMC, has filed a $4 million bid to buy the North Adams site left by bankrupt Northern Berkshire Healthcare. So far, it's the only offer, with bidding set to close July 31st. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.